It's good to be back at Cool Springs. I've been at church a lot recently and been up in the Covington area up around Jack's Creek and Rock Springs up in that area where we felt like we had some good meetings. But even though I've been in all of those meetings and all of those services, every time you get up, it's a new time, a new occasion. So we have to look to the Lord as much as we ever have, that the Lord will be with us and bless us. My prayer has always been that when I come out to the house of the Lord, I try to come praying, and I try to pray that you'll come praying. And if you come praying, and I come praying, and God is pleased to hear our cries, then we'll be blessed with a wonderful service. And if He's not, maybe something might be in our lives that we don't know about, but God knows about. And He said, well, maybe it's time enough we just shut the door and let them know they got to depend on me. But I trust that the Lord will bless me this morning to be able to speak in the power of that of His Spirit. Thought on my mind this morning is, and I guess it's sort of elementary, but mankind, I don't think, quite understood that yet. But I want to read in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 12. Let me start at verse 33. Well, Christ here, He had been, let me back up just a little bit here. Here, Christ, here, He said, start at verse 22 and get three verses there. Then was brought to Him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and He healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, and then He comes down here and starts into that, but the thought that I wanted was that the Pharisees that knew their thoughts over here, there was a little disturbance, heard it, and they said, this fellow doeth not. In other words, they began to cast doubt on that of what Christ done. Christ had cast the devils out by that of His Father. But now they're saying He didn't do it by that of His Father. Now they're saying He did it by Beelzebub, which is idolatry over here. And they begin to get off into that. And Christ knew the thoughts. And then He comes on down. And I'll skip over all of that. Let me go down to verse 33. And this is what Christ is telling those Pharisees. He said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Here, with this very statement that Christ had made, that's condemning the Pharisees for their statement already. He's already condemned them when He said either make the tree good and his fruit will be good, or make the tree corrupt and the tree will be corrupt. Mankind has the idea today that you can take a corrupt tree and make it produce good fruit. Can't do it. An apple tree will bring forth apples. A peach tree will bring forth peaches. And it won't bring forth any other type of fruit. So when you begin to look at that picture there, here Christ is getting the message across to them that you got to be made good. All right? We know that the Scriptures teach that there is none good, no, not one. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know that the Scriptures teach that we all fell in Adam as our federal representative. All right? With us falling in Adam and all of his descendants from that point in time on, over here, we've all been sinners. By nature, by practice, by conduct, you name it, brethren, we've done it. So therefore, with that being the case over here, you say, well, how in the world can I get to be a good tree? Mankind fails to see that God is the sovereign of the universe. They fail to see that God created the world and all things therein. I don't care what it is, if it's a tree, if it's a blade of grass, or if it's a what I call a bamboo briar, that when I get down and start trying to clean up a little area for my fruit trees, I get in those briars, I've got scratches everywhere when I get tangled up in those briars. Whatever it might be, God created it, brother. God created it. You say, well, that being the case, then, how in the world is a tree going to get to be good? Well, I think the same terminology is going to go. You can't take a goat and baptize a goat and make him a child of God. Same principle, brother. Same principle here. The only way that you can be a child of God is, brother, you're going to have to be a child of God because it pleased God to call you out of a dead state in sin to a lively state in Christ, and because over here you was born of the Holy Spirit of God. And when you were born of that Holy Spirit of God, brethren, then you were born into the family of God. In other words, that tree was good. And brethren, I say what? When we read the scripture here, and the scripture says over here that God has known the end from the beginning, do you doubt that? I don't doubt it, brethren. I believe He's known the end from the beginning. All right? With God knowing the end from the beginning, brethren, over here, don't you think He knew His children? Don't you think He knew His children back in eternity? I think He did. Some said, well, Brother Frank, how can you say that? Well, brother, if that be the case over here, if that be the case, if He didn't know His people back over here in eternity, let me turn over here and read this here to try to establish my thought over here. If God didn't know His people back in eternity then, how in the world could Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, he said, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Well, brother, if He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, He had to know us. In His foreknowledge, brethren, over here, and that when God looking, knowing the end from the beginning, brethren, looking at it, God knew who was going to be His. And with God knowing who that was going to be His over here, brother, He said, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Brethren, the only way we can ever stand before God, holy and without blame before Him in love, is because, brethren, God has made us a good tree. That's right. And with Him making us a good tree, brethren, over here, and placing, I'm going to say, His goodness, that of His nature in the depth of our heart and soul, brethren, with God doing that over here, brethren, He made you a good fruit, a good tree, and the fruit in your life will be good fruit over here, brethren. From that of the inward man, from that of the spiritual man over here, brethren, that will be good fruit. I know we still got this old carnal nature about us. Paul teaches us about that in Romans chapter 7. You got this old fleshly nature that wants to do those things it shouldn't do, and then you got this spiritual nature about you that wants to do the things that it should do over here. And these two are all the time conflict or fighting with one another over here. But I tell you what, brother, when you're blessed to be able to do that God has called you to do, when that goodness is able to come out, I tell you what, brother, I tell you can feel good in what you're doing over here. You can enjoy that of your life. That's why I believe over here Christ in the Gospel of John in chapter 10 over here, brother. He said, I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. The abundance of life, brother, that we as a child of God is blessed to have here is living a godly life to His name, to His honor, to that of His glory. Doesn't that make you feel good, brother? Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel good when you can come out to the house of God and God will hear your prayers and your cries and have mercy upon you and bless the servant and anoint it with that of His Holy Spirit? It does me, brother. I said time and time again, when I go, like I was Sunday out here, and go to church at the house of God and God blesses the servant, brother, I tell you what, I leave there feeling good. I leave there feeling better than I did when I started over here. And I got enough to carry me for a couple of days over here, brother. But when you get out here and you have to be content with the thing that's in this life, it has a way of beating you down. It has a way of beating you down over here. But mankind has got the idea over here, brother, and you can make a tree good and you can make its fruit good. Mankind has got the idea over here, brother. You can take that corrupt tree and make that corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Impossibility. Ain't no way you can do that, brother. Okay, let me flip over here and read another verse, and I'm going to try to hurry up and get on out of the way here for Brother Philip. But brother, you come over here into the Gospel of John. You say, well, Brother Frank, what's so important about that? When you come over here into the Gospel of John, brother, you know, this is the chapter over here about entering in at the gate over here, and Christ is the gate and into that sheepfold. Well, brethren, again, to go to substantiate this from a scriptural standpoint over here, when you're born of spirit, you're a child of God. All right, you're going to know the Lord, and the Lord is going to know you. Okay? With you knowing the Lord is going to know you. I understand when I read this and I go back into a little history, that sheepfold was a big old, I'm going to say a pen, big pen. And the shepherds used to bring their sheep and put their sheep into the sheepfold. And with them being in that sheepfold, it allowed be six or seven different shepherds' sheep in there all together. They used to be in there all together over here. But in the morning, brethren, in the morning time when the shepherd would come, that shepherd would start calling those sheep, brethren. And those sheep would come out of that sheepfold and they'd follow their shepherd. Isn't that amazing, brethren? I don't know about y'all. That's what makes the hair on my neck stand up for you. That's amazing to me. You say, well, how can it be? Brethren, I think I won't take time to read all of this, but let me come on down here in the Gospel of John and in chapter 10 there. And he's dealing here with a hireling. He says, the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Watch this, verse 14. I am the good shepherd, brethren, over here. All right, we're talking about the good shepherd. We're talking about the shepherd of Jesus Christ, the precious Son of God. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. What did I just say, brethren? What did that verse just say? I know my sheep over here. What did I say in the beginning? Did Christ know his sheep back in eternity? He did. He knew them back in eternity. He said, and I know my sheep and am known of mine. Brethren, that verse over here says that He knows us, and we know Him. So therefore, when He speaketh, brethren, oh, here, those sheep will come out, and they will follow Him. I've said time and time again, brethren, when God called a man to preach, and God blesses that man to be able to preach, in the power of that Holy Spirit from above, there is something special about that man preaching. There is something in that man's preaching, oh, here, brethren, oh, here, that when it's anointed with the Holy Spirit of God, it's going to go out. It'll touch the hearts of the people of God, oh, here, brethren. And it's going to be something about it, oh, here. There'll be a little voice inside said, This is what I believe. This is my people over here, brethren. How in the world can that be? The only way that can be is God put it in the heart and the soul, brethren, and bless it to be brought out. When God blesses that man to preach over here, He anoints him with the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit of God is speaking through that individual, brethren, to that of God's people. And when he's blessed over here, brethren of God, to bring forth not his thoughts, not his thinking, but when he's blessed to bring forth the Word of God, and that Word of God will link together, brethren, like a chain over here, brethren, well, it's going to do God's people good. It'll do them good, brethren. You will receive some instruction from that. You'll receive some guidance by that. If you take heed to it, I know I'm nothing but a preacher, but with me being nothing but a preacher, all I can do is get up and preach the Word of God. And I try to do that every opportunity. Every opportunity I get. You say, why, Brother Frank? I don't know, brother. There's something about it. The older you get, the sweeter it gets. I know. I recently was talking to an individual last night over the phone, and I told him, I said, I'm not going to always be able to do what I'm doing now. I said, but one thing about it. I said, if God will bless me, I want to be busy in the service of God as long as health will permit. And mine. Let me kick that in. You say, why kick that in, Brother Frank? Because, okay, brother, older I get, the more I have to work at trying to get this in my head, harder it gets. And not only that, the more I forget. The more that's something that comes with age, they tell me. You say, well, why? God's already told me that. You say, how's that going to be? Brother, you ever read Ecclesiastes chapter 12 over there? When here God moved punts off, He is telling us and teaching us exactly what's going to happen to us. It's going to get to a place, brother, when you're not going to be able to do. So I want to do what I can do. What's that? I'm talking about a tree that God has made good. He's the sovereign of the universe. If He made us righteous, brethren, we are capable of bearing and bringing forth righteous fruit. Another verse. What about your child of God? You don't get to the place over here, you'll get in a point of rebellion. Well, you're still a good tree, but you're not going. Your life is in a way of rebellion. Get over here into what? John 15, he says, except you abide in the vine. I'll tell you what, those branches, you got to abide. Branches on a tree has to abide in the trunk of that tree to get its nourishment. And we as a child of God, we have to abide in Christ to get our nourishment, to get our strength over here, that we can continue to go forth in life and bring forth fruit that's to His name and to His honor and to His glory. How should our life be? Our life, when it comes down to the world, people sort of, I bet the world all blend in together. And I can get over here into that too, but I won't get into that. But
I'm looking at the clock back there, Brother Phil, so get ready. Get ready.
Like I said, the happiest I am is when I'm up like this and God's with me. That's the happiest I am in the world, brother. Thanks so much, buddy. I just have a heart full of love for all of you. I have a heart full of love for God's people over here, brother. And how can I show it? Trying to be as faithful as I know how to be. Try to set an example for you. I recently heard somebody preach on end samples. I heard one of them, they've done a wonderful job. I got to thinking, what in the world is an end sample? An end sample is an example on the inside of the church. Isn't that good? You say, well, that's the pastor. No. You are in samples to everybody you come in contact with, everybody you meet, everybody you have dealings with. And that might be that God has dealt with somebody out here and that of His grace, and they are a good tree over here. And it might be that by your conduct, by your conversation, and by your very life itself over here, God could use you as a guide to lead them to the true church. Isn't that something, brother? Something. Well, we're going to call a pastor to build it up. I've learned over the years, a pastor don't build the church. You do. You do. Isn't that wonderful, brother? Man, that's the wondrous thing on the face of this earth over here. Let me come down here. For as the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Well, you say, well, Brother Frank, what's the other sheep that's not of this fold? To me, I think what that's talking about there. We know that the Jews had it, but the other sheep that's not of this fold, I believe, is the Gentiles. I believe that's the Gentiles coming in, brother. Well, how can you say that? We got all kind of prophecy. Go in Isaiah when he talked about the children of the barren woman. They're going to be more than that of the married wife. To me, that was a prophecy pointing to Gentiles. To the Gentiles. That God is bringing them in over here. That's another verse. Get over here into Ephesians, I think. I was over there. Let me try to get back right quick. And I'm bringing in this in a little bit late. I should have brought it in. I've learned to try that when you try to set forth a lesson, you try to get it in order. You know, but sometimes with my old noodle up here, brother, it don't keep it in order like it ought to. Sometimes I get a little hit, but I want to read this over here. And you have he quickened who was dead in trespass and in sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, and in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That put us in the shape of all of us. When you were dead, trespass and sin, brethren, when people saw you, your fruit was not good. Your fruit was not good. But when God come in your life, and I say He come in His life, you didn't come in His life, but He came into your life. That's going to be the right way to say it, I think, brethren. Oh, yeah, He came into your life. When He came into your life, when you were born of Spirit, He made you a good tree to be able to bring forth good fruit over here. And then you don't continue in that same way of life. That should be a change in your life over here. And with having that change in your life over here, brother, that should be something to reflect about us over here. It should be. It was something about to reflect it with Peter. When the Apostle Peter over here, when that young lady questioned him about had he been with them, and he denies him over here just for his crucifixion. And she said, aren't you one of them? So thy speech betrayeth thee. In other words, he began to talk like them. Brother, shouldn't our speech be like that of Christ? I think it should. I think it should over here. And with us doing that, brother, we should go forth with our life, bear fruit over here, to His name, honor, and glory. With us doing that over here, brother, that's going to be a grand and a blessed day beyond this fellow tears over here, brother. When Christ comes back over here, and let me get out of the way with this. When Christ comes back, he over here, he said, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared you from the foundation of the world, brother. I tell you, we'll hear His voice. They heard it. You heard it over here in regeneration. We hear it Now, you say, how do we hear the voice of the Son of God? Through the preaching of the ministry when they're blessed to preach this word. This word is the word of Christ over here. You heard it then. Your life will be to His honor and to His glory. You'll go to the grave if time, if the world stands long enough. You'll go to the grave. But it's going to be another time. You'll hear that voice when He calls you to come forth, brethren. That's going to be wonderful. God bless you, my prayer. We're full of grace. I trust you remember me.